Building in our text, Jesus is at the shores of Tiberias. Now, it must be understood that we're not in the post-resurrectional period now. Yeah, our Lord has already been, his hands have all been nailed, and his feet nailed, and his side has been speared, and crown of thorns placed on his head. He suffered, bled, and died on the cross. He has risen from the grave, and is now alive forevermore. And this is not his first appearance now after his death, because the first appearance was early in the morning when he appeared between Mary Magdalene and the other group of women. That's the Bible readers in here. Now, Beulah, I said, now two sons has risen. One on the same day. They risen on the same day. They rose on the same day. Two sons, S-U-N and the S-O-N. But on that day, the S-O-N got up before the S-U-N. And Beulah, he appeared and later, two brothers on the Emmaus Road. Y'all remember that? He appeared there. And he walked a while with them, and as they walked, Jesus talked with them and literally set their souls on fire. That's what the Bible says. And you know, we ought to let him walk with us a little while. And he'll be good for whatever ails you. Am I right about it? And he'll set your soul on fire. And somebody in here this morning who has been walking with the Lord can testify, when you have been in the presence of the Lord, of the living God, you too would say, didn't our hearts burn? And while the Lord walked with you and talked with you along your journey, I wish I had one more witness. And you to Jesus, watch this now, has appeared by the seashore now. And scripture tells us that out of the Sea of Tiberias, there were seven men who had fished all night long. Ain't caught nothing. I wish I had a Bible reading. And Beulah, this was not a planned fishing trip. It just happened haphazardly. Yeah. Peter decided, watch this, abruptly and announced publicly, he said, I'm going fishing. He said, I'm going fishing. You know, Brother Brown, you know how you get up early in the morning, get on your boat, say, I'm going fishing. Peter said, I'm going fishing. I don't know, y'all can hang around, but I'm going fishing. Peter decided, I got to go back. I forsook my family, and I forsook all of us to follow him. And it was good while it lasted. But I'm going back to my former way of living. I'm going back to my old way of life. And you know, Beulah, it's a time of frustration. We sometimes entertain that same idea and thought of turning back and going back to our old life. Somebody in here this morning has hosted that same idea of going back to your old ways. Yeah, you know the old ways, the old days. You know. And we haven't been away from that old way long enough to forget it either. You had some things that you did in the old ways. There were some ways that you conducted yourself in the old ways, and you want to forget, but they haven't been forgotten yet. And Beulah, in a time of frustration, we will think about going back to our old ways of doing things. Peter said, I'm going fishing. I'm going back to my former way of life. And you know, Beulah, you have to be careful what you say sometimes. Because there's always somebody who just might hear what you say and be prone to go with you. But y'all ain't saying that. You see, when Peter said, I'm going fishing, six of the other disciples concluded, we're going with you. And they followed Peter. Am I right about it? Now, Nathaniel was in the group, and he wasn't a fisherman, but he went along anyway. He didn't know fishing, but he went with them anyway. Now, Beulah, sometimes folks who were not into some of the stuff that you were into will sometimes follow you into some stuff that they have never done before. So we need to be careful what we say and what we do. Because scripture tells us that they all ended up on a boat fishing, and Beulah, they fished all night long and it's safe to say that they grew frustrated. I can hear him saying, if I can use my spiritual imagination, we put forth a gallant effort, men, and our nets ain't got nothing. Just keep on coming up empty. We've been fishing here all night. You supposed to know where to fish are. We fished in your side, but we fished your part, and we ain't got nothing. And it was then that Jesus cried out, children, have you any meat? Somebody read this story. He's saying, I see you out there, and I know what you're doing, and I see you going back out into some stuff, but I'm asking you, have you benefited from what you were doing all night long? I see where you are. You're going back into some stuff that I called you out of. But what I want to know is, now that you have been fishing all night long, now that you have been doing it your way all night long, has it profited you anything? And the answer was, no. You out of some stuff that you were doing in the past. He called you out of some stuff, but you have not forgotten about the stuff that made you feel good. And when you start thinking about stuff that make you feel good, it gets you in trouble. Come on, talk back to me now. Y'all ain't been no saints all your life. You think about going over to the purple circle at noonday. You one of them people. See what I'm saying? When you slipping and tipping, I think nobody see you. Well, can I talk to somebody in here? Who you are, but I'm talking to somebody. You entertaining the thought of going back, yeah, turning around and returning to the former way of doing things, going back to some old things that God has delivered you from. Well, I'm urging you, I'm telling you, please, if the Lord delivered you from that old stuff, the Holy Ghost told me to tell you, stay the course. Of the boat. Cast your net